Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And a good morning to you. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studios, with millions of Americans financing the home of their dreams. With the help of Rocket Mortgage, you can too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. How are you this morning? Championship Sunday. Always fun. Always storylines galore. And honestly, there are so many things I want to talk about that don't include Championship Sunday. I don't know how it's all going to fit into the show today. I got media members overreacting to things. I've got players with an intense desire to always be the center of attention. I have an analysis of whether college athletes are graduating at the same rate if they're white or they're black. I mean, seriously. Major League Baseball just hemorrhaging goodwill all over the place. I honestly don't even really understand where to start today. Other than I'm going to start with Championship Sunday, of course. And every single year, we talk about Championship Sunday. We speculate who has a chance to get here, who are going to be the teams that got here. If you are a Green Bay Packer fan and you thought before the year that the Green Bay Packers were a Final Four team, a championship game participant, you are a Packer homer and you would have looked like you were going out on a limb that is very, very shaky. If you picked the Tennessee Titans to go to Championship Sunday, again, you were a Titans homer. You weren't some football savant. You're just an absolute homer that's going to pick them every year, and then occasionally the blind squirrel finds the nut. You'll have that. Even the San Francisco 49ers haven't even made the playoffs in forever. It was a bold, bold, out-on-a-limb move predicting them for Championship Sunday. By the way, more experts picked them for Championship Sunday going into last season, the one where Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt. There were actually more publications that had the 49ers getting to Championship Sunday a year ago than did this year. Crazy. And then you have the Chiefs. And every single publication that I saw, so yesterday, because I'm a dork, I went back and I looked at preseason. CBS Sports, ESPN, Bleacher Report, Yahoo Sports. The Chiefs were an overwhelming pick to make it to this Sunday. Overwhelming. Every single publication, almost every single analyst had them there. And that's where we start today. The weight of expectations. And how much does it actually weigh on you? I heard Vince Quinn say something earlier. And I love my man Vince Quinn. I was a Vince Quinn fan before any of you even knew what his name was. Tremendous young man. And up-and-coming talent. I heard him say something, though, at the end of last show that was so mind-bogglingly dumb. I was like, wait a minute. Vince Scott, I want him in concussion protocol. Because he said today that the Titans are playing with house money. And I can assure you, I am not a locker room hound. Like, I'm not one of those guys who is in a locker room every week, feels it's important to be. To do my job, it is totally unimportant. I'm not a reporter. It's unimportant. But when you do get a chance to talk to NFL players, one thing you'll never hear from an NFL player's mouth or a Major League Baseball player's mouth or an NBA player's mouth is the term house money. There is no such thing. Absolutely ridiculous. That, well, the Titans are playing with house money today. Yeah, I mean, whatever happens with the Titans. I mean, this has been a great year already. Nobody putting on the Titans jersey today. No member of their coaching staff. No member of their organization is saying, yo, man, this is house money game. We didn't expect to be here. Man, whatever happens, happens. That's ridiculous. It's absolutely absurd. That would be the, oh man, I'm telling you, this is a, this is house money year. We weren't expected to be here. Look, we have Ryan Tannehill's our quarterback. Nobody expected us to be here. That's ridiculous. Nobody thinks like that. If you're a member of the fan bases, you're a member of all these fan bases in the NFL, you better not think that way either, because you think you're going back. You think you're going to be back. Do you think the Rams fans thought they were going to go to the Super Bowl again? Or at least thought they had a really good chance to go to the Super Bowl again? You know what they didn't do? Even make the playoffs. They couldn't even get back to the playoffs after losing the Super Bowl. Couldn't do it. Chargers were 12-4 last year. You think Chargers fans thought they were going back to the postseason? Sure they did. Sure they did. You think Colts fans? The Colts were a popular pick by people, some people, to go to the Super Bowl out of the AFC. Do you think they thought they were going back to the playoffs at minimum? Sure they did. Know what happened? They didn't. Rams didn't go to the Super Bowl, didn't win the Super Bowl last year. Oh, they thought they had house money. They thought they'd be back again. They didn't make the playoffs this year. The Chicago Bears were 12-4 a year ago. 12-4. You think the Bears thought they'd be back? Sure they did. People keep telling me about the myth of Khalil Mack. Yeah, that Khalil Mack. When Khalil Mack wins a big game, would somebody please alert me? When Khalil Mack is on a team that wins a big game, could you please alert me? And by the way, regular season games are not big games. That's not a big game. Dallas Cowboys thought they'd be back, right? They thought they'd be back. Come on, folks. There is no such thing as house money. And for these teams today, with a chance to seize on the opportunity, seize on it. Take advantage of the situation. Today's your day. For every one of those fan bases, dream. Dream big. Dream big. Because it might be your day. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. And it's brought to you by Geico. I got great news for you. Quick way you can save money. Make the switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. I know we have a ton of Packers fans that listen. And I know many of them might enjoy the fact that I was one of those people who told them in the summer that they weren't even going to be a playoff team. So I didn't see it coming. I can tell you, I didn't see it coming. Congratulations to you getting to have this grand opportunity today. And I say opportunity. It is. It's a great opportunity. Don't pass it up. Don't miss it. Don't pass it up. And what did we have this week too? We have I don't want to say get off my lawn crew, but it seems like people have been dying to critique how LSU celebrated their championship. Now, the latest here I'm seeing is that Kirk Herbstreit had comments to make regarding LSU's post-game celebration. He had his podcast this week, and he says that Herbstreit took issue with how some of the players responded to winning, and he singled out Joe Burrow. Burrow's comment about, "I'm not a student athlete anymore. Yeah, it was real money." If you care about the program, do you really say that? He said, "I don't think this bodes well for the LSU program moving forward." He said, "As much as I'm a fan of the team, I wasn't a real fan of the postgame stuff, the OBJ stuff with the money." Kirk, take that up with OBJ. Take that up. Why are you bringing the kids into it? Why are you bringing the student athletes into it? They didn't have anything to do with Odell Beckham Jr. being on their sideline. The way they handled themselves at times, and I quote, if it's about just about 2019, great, but this is about staying power, right? This isn't the finish line of their program. Don't they want to win in 2020 and 2021? I almost feel like it's all the chips in. We made it. That's in. Forget about everything else. Interesting. I thought LSU showed a little bit of immaturity and kind of not knowing how to handle it the way they celebrated postgame. This thing is about 2020. This is about Coach O building a massive program and trying to become the new sheriff in town in the SEC West. And the way his team reacted, I feel like, well, everybody's going to the NFL. Everybody's acting like it's the top of the mountain, which it is for the year. But it seems a little bizarre to me. Gosh. And I love Kirk, and he's a really good dude, and I enjoyed working with him when I was at ESPN. But when did Kirk Herbstreit get so old? When did he pass me in age? Yeah, I mean, he sounds like a 95-year-old man.
Ah, LSU players. Ah, my. Damn, those kids having too much fun. Do you see those cigars? Ah. That bodes very poorly for the program. Ah.
Hey, Kirk, honestly, you know what bodes well for the program? That they kicked everybody's backside up and down the field. That they kicked Nick Saban's team up and down the field. That they kicked Dabo Swinney up and down the field. That their coaching staff outcoached Dabo Swinney and Nick Saban's staffs up and down the field. Can we not bury the lead here? Can we not bury the lead? Can you let them have 15 minutes of enjoyment before you start tearing into LSU? For God's sakes, Kirk, Monday night was not about 2020 season or 2021 season. To hear Kirk Herbstreit say it, hey, guys, you just won. I don't want any one of you acting like you've done anything. We're going to be back next year. Keep this celebration muted. Are you kidding me? For God's sakes. One thing we don't do enough in America is celebrate success. We can't wait. Can't wait minutes before we got to start tearing it down? Critiquing how teams win now? If you got an issue with Odell Beckham Jr., take it up with Odell Beckham Jr. Don't take it up with the young men in uniform for LSU because they had nothing to do with him being on their sideline. For God's sake, you know what Monday night had nothing to do with? The 2020 season or the 2021 season. Man. God, I've heard some bad stuff this week.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.